He had just entered King's Two Square when he noticed everyone had suddenly stopped walking. They were standing there, looking up at speakers mounted over the elaborate rose beds. Something was up.
Attention, citizens. The Psycho Stalker is at large again. All Squad 9 Red Knights go to King's Two Square to apprehend suspect. Warning, he could be armed. Shoot to kill. Repeat, shoot to kill.
Roxanne realized he'd been spotted. People looked around fearfully. He saw the startled looks of those that set eyes on him as his description was broadcast.
The psycho could be dressed as you are, but he has distinctive features. A white streak through his black hair and mismatched blue eyes, one light, one dark. His build is muscular, over 6 feet 2 inches. Do not attempt to apprehend. When the Red Knights appear, point at the psycho.
Damn it. What the hell? Knights?
Stop, in the name of the law! Don't make us use the weed burners!
They don't have much choice.
Rock threw the jacket aside, uncovering his compound gun. Horses ran riderless, right for the Victorian family window. Some of the flamethrower tanks were punctured by bullets, a fact nobody noticed until somebody tried to use them. Rock ran around a corner, only to spot a block down the street, a half dozen rookies on motorcycles. And between him and these agents of death was a woman pushing a baby carriage. She had just left the curb and was frozen in fear.
Get the hell out of the line of fire, lady!
Take him down!
No!
He rolled behind a Buick and waited until the volley stopped.
Attention, citizens of Kings 2. Clear the streets. The killer is armed and dangerous. Help is on the way.
Time to go.
Roxanne got inside the Buick and quickly brought it to life. The Buick was in motion, though half its rear was gone. It was a dinosaur of a car. A relic from the heydays of the 1980s, when gas was cheap and the living was easy. In front of him, Rock saw another motorcycle squad coming right for him. He ducked under the windshield and floored the accelerator. The Buick hardly faltered as he left the squad in shambles on the road. Roxanne felt the big Buick accelerate smoothly through the empty streets, taking corners at 60 miles per hour. Red Knights and Rooks passed by in the opposite direction, the car zipping past before they could react. He knew he couldn't stay in the car. They had certainly been tracking him through the city's sophisticated monitor system, and he wouldn't get far without a fight. He had to lay low and think up a better plan. He fired too eagerly. He needed ammo, and a little drink wouldn't hurt either.